Oh, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright, and this is the little program on which I play 78 RPM records from my collection. It's music from the first half of the 20th century. When pulling out records for today's program, I didn't start out with a theme in mind. I was just going through boxes of records and pulling out things that looked like fun. And wouldn't you know it, within about the first five or six records, I happened across two discs that had Look in the song's title. And this got me thinking, I wonder if I could find a few more songs with Look in the title, and then build a little set of three or four at some point during the program, and darned if I didn't find enough to fill an entire program. And then some. I had to whittle down the track list. So today's program is going to be songs with Look in the title. Maybe it's a little bit odd for a program that is predominantly for the ears, but today's program will invite the eyes to take part as well. To set the pace, we'll start with Walter Feldkamp and his Manor Orchestra, a record from March of 1933. Avery McCune sings the vocal on a Robin and Ranger song, Look What I've Got. What I've Got. That's Walter Feldkamp and his Manor Orchestra, with Avery McCune, the vocalist. That was recorded in New York City in March of 1933 for the Crown Record Company. My copy of that was pressed up on Crown's subsidiary Gem label, record number 3480. That song came from the film A Bedtime Story, which starred Maurice Chevalier, who was a Parisian playboy who found himself taking care of an orphaned baby, played by Baby Leroy, one of the biggest child actor stars of the early 1930s. Good song, Look What I've Got. For those of you just joining us, welcome. My name is Brian Wright, and this is the Shellac Stack, a program that plays 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. And on today's program, we're listening to songs with the word look in the title. We're going to continue with a couple of really up-tempo things. First, Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra, in January of 1927, play Look Up and Smile, written by Harry D. Squires. Louis James is the vocalist. Victor 20456. After that, from just over a week and a half later, we'll hear Gene Goldcat and his orchestra with a similarly titled song, Look at the World and Smile. Victor 20472, written by Ann Caldwell and Raymond Hubble. Listen carefully in the second half of the Gene Goldcat record for a really, really nice trio of Joe Venuti, Eddie Lang, and Steve Brown. It gets quite hot. So first up, here's Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra. Look Up and Smile.
Thank you.
That record is so good. Gene Goldkett and his orchestra, Victor 20472. I think that's a real sleeper. Look at the World and Smile. I just love that little trio towards the end with Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang and Steve Brown. When Joe Venuti hits those harmonics, it just about sends me into orbit. I love that stuff. Recorded in New York on February 1st, 1927. Before that, Nat Schilkert and the Victor Orchestra from a few days earlier, January 19th, 1927. Louis James, the vocalist, on Look Up and Smile. We'll turn now to a couple of records made in the early 1940s, but still carrying on our theme of lookin'. First up, it's the Nat King Cole Trio, a Capitol record, made in Los Angeles on December 15th, 1943. The song by Nadine Robinson is called I Can't See for Lookin'. We'll follow that with something from Harry James and his orchestra. The vocalist, a very young, uncredited Dick Hames. Recorded in New York on July 18, 1940, the song is called Oh, Look at You. And this was issued on the Elite label, a product of Eli Oberstein, somehow I think tied in with Varsity Records and all of that. It's Elite 5042. But first up, here's the Nat King Cole Trio, I Can't See for Lookin'.
I talk too much. Maybe I've lost my touch. I guess I don't know what's cooking, 'cause I just can't see for looking. Other boys have their chicks, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6. Don't seem to get a booking, 'cause I just can't see for looking. I'm kinda crazy, like a daisy, up that well-known tree. Poor me, I'm sitting hoping, horoscoping, won't some sister take a chance with me? I've been around the town, everyone brings me down. I give up hope, I'm just a dope. There ain't no gals for hooking, I just can't see for looking. Been around the town, everyone brings me down. I give up hope, I'm just a dope. There ain't no gals for hooking, I just can't see for looking. No, just can't see for looking.
pleasant, if unremarkable, tune, Oh Look at You, Harry James and his orchestra, with a young Dick Hames, who is not credited on the label. That's from July of 1940. Before that, the Nat King Cole Trio, Capitol Record number 154, the song called I Can't See for Lookin'. That was recorded in Los Angeles in December of 1943. I think at that time the AFM recording ban was still in effect for some of the major labels. I think Victor and Columbia had yet to settle up with the Musicians Union, but Capitol had agreed to the terms and resumed recording by December of 1943, fortunately for us, so that we have that record. If you're enjoying the program and you'd like to write to me, my address is shellacstack@gmail.com. Again, that's shellacstack@gmail.com. Feel free to send along your comments, questions, suggestions, or requests, or just drop me a note to say hi. We're going to head back to the early 1920s and even dip back into the 19-teens in this next set. First up, the Virginians, a contingent from the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, directed by Ross Gorman. They played generally a little bit hotter, a little bit jazzier than the main Paul Whiteman band of the time. And here they're doing a fun song by Roy Ingraham called I've Got a Cross-Eyed Papa, But He Looks Straight to Me. Victor 19269. I wish there were lyrics on this record, but it's an instrumental. This is from February 5th of 1924. After that, we'll hear Joseph C. Smith's orchestra, Victor 18543, from March 18th, 1919, a song by Florence Methven called When You Look in the Heart of a Rose. I have another record of this somewhere by John McCormick, which was one of the very first 78s I ever acquired as a kid of about 5 or 6 years old. It was a one-sided Victrola record, but that was packed away in a box and I couldn't get to it. This one was more at hand, so we're going to give you Joseph C. Smith's version for that reason. We're going to finish up with a record by the Bar Harbor Orchestra, directed probably by Ben Selvin. This is a perfect record from December of 1925, a George Gershwin song called Looking for a Boy, introducing the song That Certain Feeling. So to start off this set, here are the Virginians. I've got a cross-eyed papa, but he looks straight to me. Thank you. Perfect record number 14556 from December of 1925, the George Gershwin song Looking for a Boy, played by the Bar Harbor Orchestra under the direction of Ben Selvin. Before that, A Pleasant Waltz by Joseph C. Smith's Orchestra from 1919, When You Look in the Heart of a Rose. And we started the set with the Virginians in 1924. I've got a cross-eyed papa, but he looks straight to me. I just couldn't resist saying that whole title one more time. We're going to continue now with a trio of records made for the Mellotone label in the mid-1930s. First up, it's Johnny Johnson and his orchestra, continuing our looking theme with a song called Every Time I Look at You. This is Mellotone 6-03-11 from January of 1936. The vocalist, uncredited on the label, is Bob Treister. Then we'll hear Billy Muir singing with Bobby Hayes and his orchestra, Mellotone 7-03-09, from December of 1936, a Gordon Revel song called Looking Around Corners for You. This record looks to be in excellent condition, but it doesn't play all that well. The surface is a little grainy, so it'll be a little noisier than usual, but it's still a song worth hearing. And we'll finish off the set with Teddy Hill and his orchestra and a nice up-tempo thing called Looky, 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 Here Comes Cookie, Mellotone 13351 from February of 1935. Another song by Mac Gordon. To start us off, here's Johnny Johnson and his orchestra, Every Time I Look at You.
Never know what to do. I just get the darndest feeling every time I look at you. When you're within my reach, I lose the power of speech. I never even say boo. I just get the darndest feeling every time I look at you. With hand extended, you greet me, but my fingers all become paws. I go to pieces completely when I see you smile at me. My feet are on the ground, but I can't move around. My heart is down in my shoe. I just get the darndest feeling every time I look at you. Thank you.
round corners for you. I'm a fool, but what can I do? Ever since the day you went, I'm wondering the way you went, looking around corners for you. Looking around corners for you, hoping that you'll come into view. Searching for a trace of you to see that lovely face of you, looking around corners for you. I think I'll tell the missing person bureau, you're a person that I'm missing so. Why must I weep on the pillow I sleep on? Tell me, my darling, how long must I keep on looking around corners for you? It's raining though the skies above are blue, and the sun ain't gonna shine again until you say you're mine again. Looking around corners, looking in windows, searching, waiting, hopeless, helpless, looking around corners for you.
a great record, huh? Looky, 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 here comes Cookie. Teddy Hill and his orchestra. That was the band's very first record at their very first session, February 26th, 1935. Teddy Hill hailed from Birmingham, Alabama. He was born there on December 7th, 1909. He made his way to New York in the late 1920s and found work with Louis Russell's orchestra. He was a multi-instrumentalist. He could play clarinet, soprano and tenor sax, and drums, and apparently did quite well for himself in New York. By 1934, he had organized his own band, and it had some pretty big stars in the realm of jazz. Roy Eldridge and Bill Coleman were in the band playing trumpet, Dickie Wells playing trombone, Howard Johnson on alto sax, Chu Berry on tenor sax. Really, what a great lineup. I think that was Roy Eldridge we heard on those nice high trumpet breaks on this particular record. He cut only four titles for the ARC group of labels, including this one, then moved over and made a couple of records for the Vocalion label in 1936. By 1937, he was recording for Bluebird and would continue to record throughout the late 1930s for Bluebird. Some of those Bluebird records feature a very young Dizzy Gillespie in what I believe are his first recordings. By 1940, Teddy Hill was managing the popular Minton's Playhouse, a bebop club in New York. He would go on managing it for almost 30 years up until 1969. Teddy Hill died in Cleveland, Ohio in May of 1978. Before that, we heard Bobby Hayes and his orchestra, a Mellotone record from December of 1936, Looking Around Corners for You. And we started the set with Johnny Johnson and his orchestra, a Mellotone record from 1936, Bob Treister, the vocalist on Every Time I Look at You. Up next on the Shellac Stack, a couple of vocal records. First up, The Revelers and their rendition of a song that would be revived in the early 1950s and become a standard. I remember my mom singing this to us when I was a kid. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover. But back in 1927, when they cut it, it was a brand new pop song by Mort Dixon and Harry Woods. This was made May 13th, 1927 in New York, Victor 20678. We'll follow that with Nick Lucas, the crooning troubadour, Brunswick record 3283 from July of 1926, one of his big hits, Looking at the World Through Rose-Colored Glasses. And then we'll wrap up the set with a little bonus novelty song. I won't tell you what it is. We'll just wait till it comes along. But first up, here are the Revelers. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover.
Four-leaf clovers always have been lucky for me. But I look around some until I found one. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before. One leaf is sunshine, the second is rain, third is the roses that grow in the lane. No need explaining, the one remaining is someone that I adore. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before. I'm going to roam back to my sweetie's home. Farewell, every old familiar face.
It's time to go. It's time to go.
I must be going, going backward, backward to the little place
I left behind so long ago.
I'm going home.
Watch Mr. Casey Jones carry this lazy bone.
I should arrive in a day.
Oh gosh, but I can hardly wait till I communicate. And here's just what I'll say when I kiss my sweetie. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before I met my sweetie. The first leaf means sunshine, the next leaf means rainy weather, the third leaf means roses that we gathered in the lane together. No need explaining, the one remaining is someone that I adore. No, that's just the reason that I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before. For that's why I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before I met you. We're all meant to get away.
One leaf is sunshine,
the second is rain,
the third is the roses that grow in the lane.
So now there's no need explaining, the one remaining I love at you. You know I do. I love, 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 love you, you. I'm looking over a pretty little four-leaf clover that I overlooked before I met you. Pretty little four-leaf clover.
I'm looking at the world house in a bungalow all covered with roses. I will settle down, I vow, because I'm looking at the world through rose-colored glasses and everything is rosy now. I've said goodbye to Mr. Sorrow. How do you do, Mr. Joy? No need to worry about tomorrow. Look at me, and you see a soul as happy as can be. Because I'm looking at the world through rose-colored glasses. Everything is rosy now. Looking at the world and everything that passes seems to grow to you somehow. Why do I feel so spry? Don't wait to ride. Needn't guess, I'll confess. Certain someone just said yes. In the bungalow, all covered with roses, I will settle down, I vow. Because I'm looking at the world through rose-colored glasses, and everything is rosy.
Thank you. am.
Now I wonder, how do I look when I am in the middle of a snooze?
Or told me, I should ask you, give up me a toe. Do I look cuckoo when the cuckoo trip?
While you're in your lounge,
now I lay me down to sleep till I feel the bed bug creep.
Then you'll have to get up.
I'll have to get up.
You'll have to get up some morning to find out how you look when you are
rocked in the cradle down
I love that record. I wonder how I look when I'm asleep. See, back in the mid-1920s, you could write songs like this and expect them to become hits. And I think this one did do pretty well. Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians. Tom Waring was the principal vocalist, along with some interjections from the orchestra, and Polly McClintock, the drummer who did that Popeye-esque voice. Somewhere in one of their Vitaphone Varieties sets on DVD, I think the Warner Archives people have released a Vitaphone short by Waring's Pennsylvanians in which you can see Polly McClintock at his drum set doing the Popeye voice. If you ever have a chance to see that, I'd highly recommend it. That song, incidentally, was written by the team of DeSilva, Brown, and Henderson. Victor 20562. Before that, Nick Lucas, the crooning troubadour, a Brunswick record from 1926, Looking at the World Through Rose-Colored Glasses. And we started off the set with The Revelers in May of 1927, that old standby, I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover. As you well may know, The Revelers became the inspiration for the very popular German vocal group, the Comedian Harmonists. But as much as I like the Comedian Harmonists, I think I still like The Revelers, maybe just a smidgen more. There's just something about their vocal blending and their choice of songs that really, really appeals to me. Before we finish up the program today, and I do have one more record for you, let me remind you that you can write to me at shellacstack@gmail.com. Again, that's shellacstack@gmail.com. And let me know if you have any comments, questions, suggestions, or requests. Also, if you're in the mind to send a few emails, maybe you might tell some friends and family about our little program here if you think they might enjoy listening to these 78 RPM records with us. If you're on Facebook or Twitter, maybe you might help to spread the word there. It's always a pleasure to have your company and the company of anyone else who wants to listen to these records with us. So, thanks. Okay, the last record today was made in London in September of 1932. This is Jay Wilbur and his band, an Imperial record, number 2772. The vocal group, uncredited on the label, is the Carlisle Cousins, and they're singing a song called Looking on the Bright Side. I thought this an appropriate way to end the program.
Clouds will lift and let the sun shine.
Jay Wilbur and his band bringing today's Shellac Stack program to a close with Looking on the Bright Side, something I encourage you to do if at all possible. I also encourage you to come back and join me again for more 78 RPM records here on the Shellac Stack. Thanks so much for the pleasure of your company this past hour. I hope you had fun, and I hope we'll see you next time for more 78s. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.